Do tech companies have more power over the economy than the president? Lots of folks say yes. From American Public Media, this is Marketplace Tech, demystifying the digital economy. I'm Molly Wood. Each year, Marketplace partners up with polling firm Edison Research to ask Americans a few questions. How's the economy doing? Are you worried about a downturn? Is the government handling the economy well? Things like that. This year, though, the poll included a new question asking people how much influence they thought tech companies had on the economy. Edison found that 78% of Americans believe big tech companies like Amazon, Apple, or Google have a good amount or great deal of influence on the economy. What's surprising is that fewer Americans, more like 68% of people, think the president or Congress have that much influence over the economy. Here to break it down with me, Larry Rosen, co-founder and president of Edison Research.
I remember a survey from the 1990s that asked the question, who gets more credit for the good economy, Bill Clinton or Bill Gates? And Bill Gates won strongly. I think the American public definitely thinks the president has some influence on the economy, definitely blames the president if the economy does badly. But I think they're savvy enough to understand that it's really these companies, these entities, you know, outside of our government that makes our economy good or bad, whether it's go back to the auto companies of the early parts of the 20th century, well through the 20th century, or any other sort of emerging kind of technology that changed things, electrification, et cetera. And now for the last 25 years, it's been the tech companies.
This is the first time that Edison and Marketplace have asked this question specifically, right? What prompted that? Is it related to the kind of the conversations we're having right now about the influence of these companies?
Well, not just these companies, because we asked about a lot of different things that affect the economy to get a sense for what people think is really responsible for what changes the economy. You know, people were very likely to say large financial institutions as well have an influence on the economy. Obviously, people saw what happened during the global financial crisis about 10 years ago. And so they can see the influence that these kinds of companies have on the economy. And in general, they saw that all kinds of businesses have more influence than politicians or Congress or president or many other things that we looked at too.
And then obviously politics is very polarizing and divisive right now. And yet the strong majority, the 78% who said tech companies and banks had a lot of influence, crossed political, age, and gender lines. What does that tell you? Are they unifying in a positive way?
Well, I think it's important that we clarify that the fact that people say they have a lot of influence on the economy doesn't necessarily mean they think it's a good influence. They just see that the influence is there. And yeah, this was absolutely one of the few areas in our poll where there's almost no difference between Republicans and Democrats in the way they see these things. So I think it's just a generalized awareness of what really does drive our economy, and it seems to be big companies.
That's Larry Rosen, co-founder and president of Edison Research. You can find other takeaways from the Edison poll about trade, our economic anxiety index, and the poll by the numbers on our website, marketplace.org. And now for some related links. The Wired 25 Summit, celebrating the 25th anniversary of Wired, happened in San Francisco this week. One notable interview was with Google CEO Sundar Pichai, who confirmed internal testing of a censored search engine designed for China and said those tests have actually been very promising. Pichai said he realized that it was a tough call to think about going back to the Chinese market, where Google would likely have to censor terms like human rights or Nobel Prize or even democracy, autonomous, and candle, if past lists of banned words are any guide. So, three things about that. One is likely the type of argument Google is making to itself right now. A piece in the South China Post from Monday says, despite Google's internal uproar over a return to China, ordinary Chinese citizens are excited by the possibility, because China's dominant search engine, Baidu, is not only even more censored, but its search results are often paid placements and therefore not very helpful. On the other side of the business argument, at least, is a piece in Vice News from late last week. It's an interview with Dr. Kai-Fu Lee, who actually ran Google's operations in China between 2005 and 2009, and that is when the company left over, appropriately enough, censorship concerns. Dr. Lee said it would be a pointless exercise for Google to go back into the China market because, quote, China has evolved into a parallel universe. Huh? Haven't we totally been saying that on the show? He said any American company will have a hard time unseating the homegrown incumbents. Ironically, he also said Google would have an easier time if it had stayed in China, but now the hill is too high to climb. And finally, I will point you to a New York Times editorial from Tuesday about how the internet is likely to split into three internets, one led by China, one led by the US, and one led by Europe, which has been enforcing its own strong rules around privacy and copyright. Talk about parallel universes. You can find all those related links on our website, marketplacetech.org. I'm Molly Wood, and this is Marketplace Tech. This is APM.